Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Eva Braun, Life with Hitler, by Heike B. Gutemacher. Translated from the German by Damien Searles. Narrated by Suzanne Torin.
Introduction. On March 7th, 1945, when Eva Braun had a chauffeur bring her in a diplomatic car from Munich to Berlin, she wanted to write the final chapter of her story herself. That story had begun in 1929, in the offices of a Munich photographer, Heinrich Hoffmann, where she met the leader of a far-right political party that had not at the time been very successful, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, Nationalsozialistische Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, or NSDAP. That leader's name was Adolf Hitler. Now she was driving to the capital, against his will, in order to die with him. Hitler had ordered her to stay on the Obersalzberg, a mountain in the Bavarian Alps, near Berchtesgaden, where he owned a large residence called the Berghof. Berlin was badly damaged, practically destroyed, after the Allied airstrike of February 3rd. The air raid sirens were sounding several times a day. The Soviet Red Army had reached the Oder River in January, while American and British forces, supported by numerous allies, were approaching from the west. As a result, no one in the Reich Chancellery expected Eva Braun to appear. Albert Speer remarked about her arrival in his memoir Inside the Third Reich.